Welcome back to Giants.com with your special Saturday two-minute drill. I am John Schmelk. The Giants getting ready to take on the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday Night Football at MetLife Stadium. The Giants head into this game at 2-2, winners of two straight. The Niners going the other direction. They opened their season against the Vikings with a win, but have lost three straight since, trying to get back on the winning side of things. Now, the Giants have had a lot of success throwing the ball outside this year. Odell Beckham's had a fine second season, and Reuben Randle is coming on strong. But Ben McAdoo thinks that there's still some work to do.
I think in generally, you know, we haven't been as clean outside the numbers as we'd like to be. It's not just, it's not the quarterback, it's not Odell, it's not Reuben, it's just a combination of everything, and that's something we're working at right now to get better at. We're going to keep targeting Odell, and we feel his production will come as long as he's dialed in. He's doing a nice job blocking and being physical out there, and we expect the numbers to be there. You know, what those numbers will be, I don't know, but he's going to have plenty of opportunities.
Remember, last year, the San Francisco 49er defense really had their way with the Giants' offense. They forced Eli Manning into five interceptions, and they held the Giants to just 10 points in that game last season. The Giants will be looking for some payback. And, of course, remember, the names on that 49er defense, not the same as they were last year. No Patrick Willis, no Navarro Bowman, neither Smith, Justin, or Alden is out there on the field. So the Giants should have some opportunities to make some plays if they can protect their quarterback and get open outside. Defensively for the Giants, they're dealing with some injuries heading into this game. Both George Selvey will be out for this game and Robert Ayers. That means they'll need some help at defensive end. One guy Steve Spagnuolo is looking to is DeMontre Moore.
DeMontre, the one thing you gotta love about DeMontre is on Sunday, he's all energy. He's got a high motor. He makes a lot of plays because of that. But he's kind of been a niche guy for us right now. And his specialty and his skill is when we have a pretty good chance of them throwing the football. And the run game, he's getting better and better at. But that's not, we got some other guys right in there right now that are playing better against the run. So when that changes or gets better, he'll be put in there. But right now, he's kind of found a comfort level with where he's been as far as reps.
Colin Kaepernick has been pressured a bunch this year. He's been sacked a lot. He also runs into some sacks holding the football. So this Giants defensive line and their linebacking core should have an opportunity to make some plays in the backfield. One other big loss for this Giants defense this week is Devon Kennard. He's going to miss this game with a hamstring injury. It'll be up to Jonathan Casillas, who, by the way, is also questionable for this game with the calf, and the other linebackers like Mark Herzlich to step in for Devon Kennard and make some plays to keep this Giants defense on the path they're on, playing better football every single week. One other injury to note for this game for the Giants, still no Victor Cruz. He's still with that calf injury. He'll be reevaluated on Monday. That's your two-minute drill on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you on Sunday night.